the sentences on the screen out loud?
Yeah. Just one by one.
Yes.
Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train, but the price of the train ticket is $20, while the bus ticket is only $11.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer with a complete sentence.
Okay. No.
The train ticket is
$20.
So please be sure to use complete sentences in your correction.
Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, I said the bus ticket was $11. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the four in four apples. When we talk about dates and the orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have the suffix, usually th, after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
When we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
We should use cardinal numbers to count something.
4th is a cardinal number, right?
No, 4th is the ordinal number. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques, and the Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is the great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho? Yes,
I can go shopping in Soho. I can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I said I can watch foreign movies in the West Village. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. And the largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. And the nearest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. And this park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, the High Line Park is above the street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
And the High Line Park is above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City, and the Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn, and the Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in North Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has the beautiful garden too. Pardon?
The Cloister,
yeah,
is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
No, the Cloisters is not a part of... the Cloisters is a part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloister is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North American and South American are linked by the Panama Canal, and the Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America, and the highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, the American continent consists of North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America,
right? No, the Rocky Mountains are located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. And depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, a solid line means the car cannot go into the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is most frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. And the main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, wildlife are more frequently found in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
Agriculture is not the main source of income in urban areas.
Right, so agriculture is the main source of income in
rural areas.